Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson were something of a teenage dream. Actors who landed the roles of a lifetime when they were cast as the leading duo of the Twilight franchise. But their real-life love affair would go down in flames. Welcome to Scandal from Shameless Podcast, the stories of the biggest celebrity controversies revisited.
Michelle Andrews, we are back for part two of our three-part series, and this is really where we properly get into that old scandal.
Oh, man, we have so much to cover today. If you need a refresher on episode one, we covered a bit, Zara. We covered a lot about how Rob and Kristen became famous. Rob originally was a very, very rich boy who was very good at acting. For a time, he was part of a rap trio, which I will always want to remember when I think of Rob Pattinson, that he was once in a rap trio.
Like a teenage rap trio. He also played Cedric Diggory, as we know, in Harry Potter before casting agents got him an audition for Twilight. Now, Kristen had a much more, I guess, flourishing career by the time she met Rob. She had some pretty good movie experiences under her belt and was cast in the Twilight franchise at the tender age of 17 after really sort of starring in quite a few films before that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the first Twilight movie was directed by Catherine Hardwick but was given a pretty lackluster budget compared to a lot of other major blockbusters at the time. It was a critically panned movie, but commercially was a roaring success. It made more than $400 million at the box office and contributed to what was already becoming a cultural frenzy across the world. I mean, the books were becoming increasingly popular in the late noughties and the movies just hypercharged everything.
100%. Kristen and Rob were suddenly the biggest stars in the world, I would argue, around this time. And their fans were absolutely adamant that these two weren't just co-stars, that they were lovers too.
Yeah, so in this episode, let's chat about exactly that. Kristen and Rob and the non-linear path they took from co-stars to friends to something else entirely.
Yeah, let's rewind all the way back. I say all the way, it's actually not that long ago, to 2009.
All right, Zara, it is 2009, and even though Rob Pattinson and Kristen Stewart have an abundance of chemistry, they were, of course, playing boyfriend and girlfriend on the screen, things weren't exactly straightforward in their getting together. Mostly, I think, because Kristen was already in a long-term relationship with someone else. She was dating fellow child actor Michael Angarano.
I love how you said mostly, I think, as if that's not one of the biggest barriers ever to two people getting together. Now, you might remember Michael as the lead character in the teen superhero movie Sky High. I never personally saw that movie, but when we turned around and asked The Office, everybody else said yes. So we thought we had to include that. Michael and Kristen started dating back in 2005 after meeting on the set of the film Speak when they were both just teenagers. So this really was Kristen's first teenage love affair, but it was pretty long term.
Yeah, Kristen later told Black Book Mag that she had known Michael since he was 13 years old. She said, "We just sit around and play guitar and watch movies and hang out." So a very innocent affair.
Yeah, exactly. Another kind of complicating factor, you could say, was that there was also a rumor going around the time that Twilight came out that Rob was actually seeing his co-star Nikki Reed. Now, Twilight fans will, of course, remember that Nikki played fellow vampire Rosalie.
Rosalie was so beautiful. I remember watching the first movie and Rosalie was my favorite character, despite her being quite a frosty character. She was just the hottest one.
I'm just going, oh, yeah, I remember her now. Yes.
Now, this rumor that Rob and Nikki Reed were together was never confirmed by either of the actors. In fact, on multiple occasions, Nikki actually expressly denied it. But despite that, there is evidence that points to the idea that there actually was something with a capital S, maybe in italics, going on between them.
I'm really intrigued by this. So a little rewind, if you will allow us. Twilight premiered in November 2008. At that premiere, Nikki gushed about Rob. She told a reporter, "You know, the girls that are all yelling for Rob don't know Rob. And if they did know Rob, they would still be screaming for him. What all these girls may not know is that he's an avid reader, he's really intelligent, and he writes beautifully. I know he's really beautiful to look at, but Rob's a lot more complicated than that, and there's a lot more to him."
I could not be more obsessed with that quote if I tried.
I think it's my favorite quote of the whole series that we're doing on Twilight, because it's such a class. Everyone's been that person.
Yes.
Where you are in this early stage of being obsessed with the person that either you're dating or want to date, mm-hmm. and you are desperate to tell the world that they are more than meets the eye.
Yeah, it's like you think they're special. I know just how special they are, and you would be blown away.
Yeah, by how special they really are.
Now, fast forward a few months and shooting began on the second film in the Twilight franchise. It was called New Moon. Around this time, in March 2009, Lainey Gossip, one of our all-time favourite gossip journalists here at Shameless Media, posted pap pics of Nikki that were reportedly taken after she left Rob's place. Lainey Gossip wrote that later that night, they met up with friends, then ended up at one of the label parties with Kristen Stewart and her boyfriend Michael. At the end of the evening, the four of them all hugged and left, and Nikki and Rob reportedly walked up the block with their arms wrapped around each other.
So there certainly was something to these rumors. But then in May, Nikki was at a party and was asked about Rob. She said, "He's a really interesting guy." And when she was pressed for a little more detail, she simply added, "That's all I really have to say," which is a little, you know, pivot from how she was talking to reporters the year before.
It screams, dare I say, of a woman who is in a situationship. And I say this as someone who has been in quite a few situationships in my time, where things are going great at the beginning, you're obsessed with them, then they semi-fuck you over, and all you can say is they're very interesting as a person.
Interesting is, with no other sort of qualifier or descriptive word, is quite a slap.
Yeah, on top of that, the same month in May, Rob went to dinner for his 23rd birthday with his parents, Kristen Stewart, and a few other Twilight crew members. E! News pointed out that Nikki Reed was a notable absentee. By October, so what, 4 or 5 months later, Nikki also talked about Rob with 17 magazine and explicitly hit back against the rumors that they were ever together. She said, "I can't win, even if I say something relatively bland. A few weeks ago, I was at this event and they said, 'You missed Rob's birthday. How do you feel?' And I said, 'I called him. It's fine.' And they wrote, 'She's clearly bitter over the breakup.' I'm like, 'What breakup? Rob and I were never together.'"
I believe that too, for exactly the reason that you just mentioned before. At this age, when they're in their early 20s, they were no doubt dating but had never put that explicit label on it.
It was casual.
So if you weren't sort of boyfriend and girlfriend, then yes, technically there is no breakup. In saying that, some comments she gave in the same article about Rob did seem like a far cry from what she had said about him at that Twilight premiere in 2008. She said, "My opinion of Rob has always been sort of the same. He is a great guy. He's really talented, but we're not as close as the rest of the cast."
Curious.
Now, this certainly demands some unpacking, right?
Yeah.
Because we're not as close as the rest of the cast. If I wasn't that close with someone, I wouldn't be saying the year before, "I know he's really beautiful to look at, but Rob's a lot more complicated than that." I feel like you're only calling someone complicated if you are dating them or best friends with them.
You're calling someone complicated if you are lying in a bed next to them having one of those like D&Ms late at night. That's yes. Where that comes from.
Yeah, because you're like, they're layered.
They're layered. We have delved into like the deepest topics you could imagine.
So I guess what we think has happened here is these two were maybe seeing each other, sleeping together, never put a label on it. Rob broke it off. And then Nikki was naturally a bit sad.
Nikki, reach out if we've gotten this wrong. Perhaps we've interpreted the situation entirely incorrectly. We are open to your thoughts.
Nikki's doing all right for herself now, though. You know she's married to Ian Somerhalder.
Really?
Yeah, so she's fine.
All right, well, she might be fine, but she might also be passing the time by listening to Scandal. Who knows? Now, we did kind of see that shift in what Nikki was feeling towards Rob in May 2009. And naturally, that made us curious. What possibly could have happened in May 2009 to make Nikki go from, "He's super complicated and far more than just a beautiful face," to, "He's just another member of the cast. We're not particularly close." What are our theories?
Well, rumours that Rob and Kristen had taken their on-screen romance off-screen really took off in May 2009. E! News reported that Kristen and her boyfriend Michael broke up sometime when she was filming the Twilight sequel New Moon. Now, New Moon started shooting in about March 2009, was released at the end of that year. Yeah, they're really quick sort of filming schedules here. So you can kind of see if they started filming in March, Kristen and her boyfriend Michael break up, the dating rumors really take off by May. Things are starting to add up a little.
Ye old situationship isn't faring too well. Now, some believe that Kristen ended things with Michael to pursue her feelings for Rob Pattinson. The first Twilight film's director, Catherine Hardwick, later told Vulture she felt bad about the hearts that Rob and Kristen broke on the way to becoming a couple. She said that Michael, Kristen's ex-boyfriend, was, and I quote, a wonderful actor. He was in Dogtown, one of my favorites. So I felt pretty bad because I love him and they were so such a great couple.
Yeah, then in May as well, Rob and Kristen attended the MTV Movie Awards and made headlines after winning the award for Best Kiss. Now, Rob and Kristen went up on stage and kind of looked as though they were going to recreate the scene from Twilight in which they make out in Bella's bedroom. They sort of stared at each other, closed their eyes, drew their faces together. But just before they kissed, Kristen pulled away and thanked the audience for the prize, leaving Rob with this kind of stunned expression. Fans went wild for it.
Fans went wild. When we watched this back in the office yesterday, I felt so uncomfortable. It is so awkward.
It's so awkward because it's like so intense and silent while they're pretending to recreate the kiss. And yeah, we should say as well, like, it's not weird for the actors who win Best Kiss to pretend to recreate the kiss. This has happened before, but I think because there was such an eye on these two about whether they were dating or not, and they went to such lengths to sort of create that sexual tension themselves on stage, people were raising an eyebrow.
Yeah, it's not solid proof, but it's also not nothing. It's somewhere in between. In August that year, so we're still in 2009, the wife of Peter Facinelli, so the actor who played Dr. Carlisle Cullen in the Twilight series, one of my favourites again, confirmed that Rob was dating a co-star.
This is very funny.
When asked about Rob Pattinson's love life in an interview, she said something about him dating either Kristen Stewart or Nikki Reed, but said she couldn't possibly reveal which one it was because, and I quote, "That would be breaking my promise to my husband, but he is dating one of them." Peter, the actor behind Carlisle, had to then come out and tweet that his wife was misquoted. I love that.
I love that breaking the promise is not just revealing that he's dating someone from the cast, but just revealing who. This whole story is quite funny. Now, that same month, blurry photos emerged of a then 23-year-old Rob and a 19-year-old Kristen appearing to kiss at a Kings of Leon concert. Now, these photos are quite funny. I was digging into them yesterday and they have their heads very close together in images where you can see them. But in the photos that they are ostensibly kissing, it's really dark. So all the fans on the internet drew diagrams of where their body parts are in the dark. So it's like, that's Kristen's knee, that's her eyebrow, that's Rob's mouth. And it's like, mate, I got no idea what's going on, but I believe you.
Fandoms are so powerful. They should be like, there should be a certain sector of the government where it's just fandom people who grew up using Reddit and Twitter and all these investigation tactics online are used for like a greater purpose.
Genuinely, because it helped me make sense of it all. Anyway, now Kristen and Rob were also seen ducking into a cab together after a casting in Vancouver ahead of shooting the third film, Eclipse. And at this point in the timeline, it is August 2009.
Yeah, but for years, Zara, Rob and Kristen never confirmed that they were dating. In November 2009, so a few months after those Kings of Leon concert photos came out, Rob actually brushed off claims that they were together in an interview with Vanity Fair. He said, "It doesn't make any difference what you say to the tabloids. I've literally been across the country from Kristen and it's like, oh, they were on secret dates. It's like, where? I can't even get out of my hotel room."
In a separate interview, Kristen got pretty frustrated when she was asked about their rumored relationship. She said, I probably would have answered it if people hadn't made such a big deal about it, but I'm not going to give the fiending an answer. I know that people are really funny about, well, you chose to be an actor. Why don't you just fucking give your whole life away? Can I have your firstborn child? She added, I've thought about this a lot. There's no answer that's not going to tip you one way or another. I'm just trying to keep something. If people started asking me if I was dating Taylor Lautner, I'd be like, fuck off. I would answer the exact same way. Bit of sass for a 19-year-old. And I say sass in a great way. Like, clearly she'd been in the industry for long enough by the time she was 19 to say, I am going to put boundaries up. I am not going to give you this just because you demand it.
Yeah, that's fair. On the other hand, I can also see why people didn't warm to both Rob and Kristen based on the way they spoke to the media. Like, there is a way, even if you feel that way, I think a lot of actors probably share that sentiment with Kristen deep down, but they conceal that and then kind of have like a game face on for the media where they kind of just play the role that they know will be likable. Kristen doesn't do that, which is entirely her right, but it's not entirely surprising that people didn't warm to that tone.
Yeah, for sure. They definitely seem like the two types of people who maybe weren't built for the kinds of fame that they found themselves experiencing. In March 2011, they were still refusing to discuss their real-life relationship with the media.
2 years later.
2 years later, Vanity Fair wrote in a profile of Rob that the relationship rumors were almost omnipresent. This is what they wrote. Among the many things that now dog Pattinson wherever he goes are questions about the nature of his relationship with Kristen Stewart. They are widely rumoured to be having a torrid romance, something they refuse to confirm. Even Oprah couldn't get it out of them. Other rumours maintain that talk of a romance is just publicity for the Twilight movies.
Yeah, when asked directly about whether the on-screen love mirrored his relationship in real life, Rob told Vanity Fair, yes, no, not really. Oh, I don't know. She's cool. Even before I knew her, I thought she was a really good actress. Like, I saw Into the Wild and I thought she was really good in that. I still think there are very few girls in her class that are as good as she is.
Rob also talked about how he hoped when the Twilight franchise was over that the press would leave their rumored relationship alone. He said, when this is over, the media will lose interest. There'll be nothing to say. It won't fit into a headline anymore. It won't fit into a template. I'm wondering if you agree with that. I mean, put aside for the moment the fact that we know that Scandal is about to kind of envelop their relationship. Do you think that if these two started dating without Scandal and the film sort of fell away, that the headlines would too?
How interesting. Yeah, probably. I think them evading the true nature of their relationship with each other probably contributed to the hype and the energy that was kind of put into these headlines, put into this speculation. If they truly didn't want the limelight on them, they probably could have just acknowledged this as soon as it happened and people would have turned away.
Yeah, and I do kind of think that he is right that when the whole frenzy around the series was over, people would lose interest. I'm wondering, though, if in any way the team around the films also encouraged them to keep the relationship evasive. I think it was probably great for the films.
Which is interesting because on one hand you've got potentially a production company or a PR team going, this is great for the films, but you've got two actors who are simultaneously saying, we hate this, look away from us, why the fuck do you care? So it's like they're trying to feed us one thing potentially and that's hype and publicity for films whilst also saying they want the very opposite. It's all very confusing. And Zara, after the break, we finally get some confirmation from Kristen and Rob.
Alrighty, Mish, you mentioned it just before the ad, and that is the moment that we sort of get a hint from Kristen and Rob that, yes, they are together. So in October 2011, Kristen finally sort of almost admitted that they were together. She told GQ that her, and I quote, boyfriend is English, before adding, come on, guys, it's so obvious.
Now, by this point, we need to remember they've been together for years. They've been together since 2009. They are in a fully fledged relationship, so much so that according to some reports, they actually moved in together at the end of 2011. So they're not just together, they're like seriously together.
Yeah, at the end of 2011, it's nearly been 3 years that they had reportedly been together. In April 2012, they were seen together at Coachella. And in May, Kristen and Rob attended Cannes for their individual new films. Kristen attended the premiere of Rob's film Cosmopolis and praised his performance to MTV. She said, he is just so good in it. He's really, really good. I don't even know how he did it. I couldn't even understand it. It's so good. It's so cool. I'm so proud of him.
Cute. Now, remember, at this point in time, the final Twilight movie had not come out yet. So these two were still in the thick of working and acting together. And of course, the public frenzy that came with all of that. At the start of July 2012, a now 26-year-old Rob finally confirmed that he and Kristen were an item and that things were very serious. In an interview with Black Book magazine, he gave this quote, "There was a magazine with these pictures of Kristen and I saying I was getting married. No one ever knows what is true and what isn't. Even my own mum called to ask me if it was true. It's not. At least not yet."
Not what a cute yet. Quote. Finally, we got a not yet and we knew they were dating.
Aww.
Rob and Kristen were also seen out at the Teen Choice Awards together that month. So it's safe to say they seemed pretty happy and very much together. Now, as a timeline check, as we mentioned, it's July 2012 at this point, more than three years after people first speculated that they were actually dating. It was 4 months out from the premiere of their final Twilight film as Bella and Edward. And it felt very much at this point, as we said, that they were happy at least. It felt like they were finally making steps for life beyond Twilight and were finally giving the public little bits and pieces to say, yes, we're together and yes, we have a life together.
Yeah, they had finally given the public a window into their lives behind the scenes. But as they did that, Zara, exactly almost as they gave us that window, they found themselves in the heart of the biggest scandal of their careers. Just 2 days after the Teen Choice Awards, on July 24, 2012, photos were printed in Us Weekly magazine showing Kristen making out with a man named Rupert Sanders. Who the fuck is Rupert Sanders?
Well, Rupert had directed her latest movie called Snow White and the Huntsman. Now, when the magazine printed this article on July 24, the magazine alleged the snaps had been taken just over a week prior on July 17. So this was around the time that they had popped out at the Teen Choice Awards together. So everybody knew at this point, almost the minute the photos landed, that these two are still together. Like, it's not like they'd broken up.
No, there was no way they could have broken up. That this was very, very clearly a cheating story from the get-go. Do you remember this as a teenager? Because when I think back to my teenager years, I, of course, remember the Miley Cyrus scandals and when each of them came out. I also remember this. I remember seeing this and being so angry at Kristen Stewart. Like, I felt like she had ruined something or that I had some kind of ownership over this relationship because I'd read all the books and seen all the movies and kind of participated in the Twilight fandom to a certain degree. I was mad at her.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think I was as invested as you, but I certainly remember the photos.
Yeah.
Like, even coming into this scandal research period that we've been in, I remember those iconic photos very, very clearly. And I think you're right. I think a lot of young people felt a lot of ownership over this relationship. And I think it was 10 years ago, which doesn't sound that long ago, but I don't think we could handle it being a young woman who was doing this, who was making such a huge mistake. Like, I don't think we could make sense of that. I honestly think it would have made more sense for us if it was Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. I would have been, I mean, maybe I'm underselling it. I would have been my fully fledged teenage years now. I would have been turning 18 when this happened. But I just remember thinking, like, how could you do this? And I probably didn't have enough perspective at the time on how young Kristen Stewart was. I think when you're young and you're seeing celebrities go through this, you think they should be so much more mature. You think they should be making such better, more reasonable decisions. But then when you are older and you look back, you realize how young the people involved in this story are.
Well, she was only about 4 years older than you when this happened. She was 22. Now, going back to Snow White and the Huntsman for a second to give a bit more context around the film and Rupert, Snow White and the Huntsman was the first feature film that 41-year-old Rupert Sanders had directed. It was a huge success, Mish. The film ended up making almost $400 million at the box office, which is huge. And Rupert, to be clear as well, was also married at the time to British model and actress Liberty Ross, with whom he had 2 children.
Yeah, to make matters even more complicated, Liberty had actually acted in Snow White and the Huntsman. She had played a small role, and this is the real clincher. She played Kristen's mum in the movie.
I didn't realize that fact.
No, neither. And that makes it, like, of course, the main thing is your 41-year-old husband, the man you share two children with, is publicly cheating on you. But the fact you had to play the mother of the woman he cheated with is like another nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Now, Us Magazine reported that on that day, Kristen had left the home that she shared with Rob. She was photographed in a car wearing sunglasses and an LA Dodgers baseball cap. Rupert was in the passenger seat.
Yeah, Us Weekly reported that that afternoon, the two of them had been cruising around LA with one agenda, and I quote, to find a secluded spot to make out. Now, the makeout shots that Us Weekly got, I don't want to use the word iconic. They're not iconic, but they are just
infamous.
They're infamous because they are exactly what a pap would want. This is like a gold mine for a pap. These photos are very easy to make out. They are not very grainy at all. And they clearly show these two holding each other and kissing and embracing in a variety of positions, in a variety of settings.
Totally. I mean, the quote from Us Weekly is that they were kissing like crazy. So they parked in a neighborhood on the west side of town, reportedly, and a witness told Us Weekly that, and I quote, Kristen was sitting with her back up against the driver's side window and this guy was kissing her whole body. Invasive facts.
Very invasive. And surely that witness was the pap.
I was thinking exactly the same thing.
Who else is around in a secluded
place? Yeah, it's literally just them and the pap that they haven't seen.
So Us Weekly reported that these two pulled into the secluded park-like area and Rupert pointed to a lookout point of the Hollywood sign. They got out of the car and apparently, and I quote, cozied up against a guardrail. Sanders embraced Stewart from behind and caressed her hand and side. There was also a photo of Rupert holding Kristen against the guardrail as they both looked at each other. Perhaps that is the most famous image. Although they're not kissing in that image, they look like a couple deep in lust. Like you cannot see that stare into each other's eyes and see anything other than like sexual attraction or sexual magnetism.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. When I said to you, I certainly remember the photos, it was the photos of them standing against, I don't know if it's a fence or a barricade or whatever it might be, holding each other. Because it is a really intimate embrace. So intimate that it's like you're not just friends and there's not a single way you can get around that. A witness told Us Weekly that he, in Rupert Sanders, seemed more cautious. She was lost in the moment. It was clearly all she was thinking about.
Kind of puts a little bit of blame onto Kristen. Like she didn't care about her partner. She was so lost in this sexual embrace or romantic embrace with Rupert Sanders, whereas Rupert was thinking about his wife or worried about the consequences.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, I take it with more than a grain of salt, but that is certainly how fragments of the story were framed from the start, which I think is important to note.
Yeah. Now, it goes without saying, the fallout from this story and these photos was colossal. First up, we actually got a reaction from Rupert's wife, Liberty. She published a single word tweet on her Twitter account. Wow.
Yeah, according to Us Weekly, she posted the tweets just moments after the magazine called her husband's rep for comment. She also posted a series of cryptic tweets that seemed to reference the affair. She retweeted a quote from Marilyn Monroe, which read, "Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together." She also retweeted a quote from an American author and poet, Maya Angelou, that said, "If you find it in your heart to care for somebody else, you will have succeeded." Not long after she deleted her Twitter account completely, she also, rather iconically, posted a photo of a drunken Snow White on Instagram with the words, "Not so pretty or so pure after all."
Oh dear. The next day, on July 25, Kristen Stewart issued a statement to People magazine admitting to the affair and apologizing directly to Robert. She said, "I'm deeply sorry for the hurt and embarrassment I've caused to those close to me and everyone this has affected. This momentary indiscretion has jeopardized the most important thing in my life, the person I love and respect the most, Rob. I love him. I love him. I'm so sorry." Oh, God.
What a mess. And I think the most ironic part about this is it's the first time that we really properly heard from Kristen Stewart that Rob was her boyfriend and she loved him and that he was the most important part of her life. Oh. Rupert, of course, also had to issue a statement. He said, "I am utterly distraught about the pain I have caused my family. My beautiful wife and heavenly children are all I have in this world. I love them with all my heart. I am praying we can get through this together."
Reading those statements and hearing them out loud, I just cannot help but ask the question. Number one, don't cheat on your partner. Like, that is a given. Don't cheat on your partner. Just don't do it. But the question in my mind is, why cheat on your partner in a car, in a public spot, when you are two famous, recognizable people who are always being, well, in Kristen's case anyway, always being followed by paparazzi? Like, why would you do that?
I'm sure they were asking themselves the same question when this all broke. And what's really interesting is when we were also going back through the photos, and I'm sure people will go back through them and we'll post some on our Instagram account, whether we're allowed to or not, that you can, there's one photo where I honestly wonder if that's the point that Kristen saw the camera.
Yeah, she's looking directly into the
lens.
And
I'm like, imagine if that is the case, imagine how you'd feel. Do you run home and call Rob straight away? Do you hope you can just get away with it and wait for the magazine to call whoever buys the images?
Do you try and buy the images yourself? We have actually heard in the past of celebrities in Australia and internationally, when a scandal like this happens, paying tens of thousands, or in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a photo to try and outbid a publication.
Which, with that in mind, makes me think she mustn't have known, because otherwise you would have thrown
everything.
Surely. Regardless, what we know happened is that overnight, Kristen certainly became one of the most despised people in Hollywood. Twilight fans in particular, who we know had an intense level of investment both in the films and this relationship, took to Twitter to slam her.
Yeah, so there was a viral video reaction to Kristen's statement that was posted by one fan, in which the fan cried on camera and said, "If you loved him that much, you wouldn't have done it. The thing is, you were stupid enough to be photographed doing it. Don't be so stupid."
That quote in particular, I kind of love, because firstly, the first half of the sentence is saying one thing and the second is saying another.
Yeah.
The first half is saying you shouldn't have done it. The second half is saying, if you're going to do it, don't let me know about it.
That's essentially what I said before, though. I was like, don't cheat on your partner. But if you're going to, don't do it publicly.
Genuinely. We also did see a certain level of slut shaming around the fact that Kristen had cheated on Rob with a married man. And I do think some people were holding Kristen responsible for the fact that Rupert had cheated on his wife with her. I do think, if I'm to be honest, I agree that certainly the discourse would have been far more aggressive at Kristen, but she also was the very famous one.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think many people are going to go for Rupert Sanders. I think the main question in people's heads at the time was, who is Rupert Sanders?
Yes.
So as successful as he was in the movie industry, he's not the one with the huge profile. Famously, comedian Will Ferrell even weighed in on this cheating scandal. He went on Conan O'Brien's show and said, "She's a trampire."
Thank you for your input, Will Ferrell. Yeah. Now, even Donald Trump actually shared his two cents on this scandal. Now, just to be clear, this was obviously well before he became the president in 2016. He was just your run-of-the-mill celebrity business tycoon at this point, Michelle.
A dime a dozen for celebrity business tycoons. Now, after this scandal broke, Donald Trump was particularly aggrieved. He actually wrote several tweets about Kristen Stewart, including this one, which said, "Robert Pattinson should not take back Kristen Stewart. She cheated on him like a dog and will do it again. Just watch. He can do much better."
I feel like people know about these tweets now because they came out quite recently. People started talking about them after he became president, because it's like, what a weird thing to be invested in. Also, the huge irony of this, of course, is that Trump very famously cheated on his first wife, Ivana, with Marla Maples. He also famously had an affair with Stormy Daniels in 2006 when he was married to Melania.
He's so, like, the most high-profile cheater of them all.
Yeah, it's like, she cheated on him like a dog and will do it again. He's probably talking from experience. Yeah. It's like, Rob, save yourself.
He's essentially telling the world, well, I've done it multiple times and I will be doing it again.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm not changing. Now, Kristen actually later spoke about these tweets, telling Variety, "He was mad at me a couple of years ago, really obsessed with me a couple of years ago, which is just fucking crazy. crazy.
It is fucking crazy. Potentially the craziest element of this entire scandal. Now, naturally, Zara, this all leads us to the question on everyone's lips. What happened to Robin Kristen after this came out?
Yeah, well, reportedly they didn't break up immediately after the cheating scandal came out. We do know they broke up because of it, but we never quite found out when. Now, even more remarkably, after the news broke, a then 26-year-old Rob was apparently, and this is quite random, hiding out at Reese Witherspoon's vacation ranch.
Welcome to the scandal episode, Reese Witherspoon.
I wouldn't have predicted that. Now, Rob had actually just starred with Reese in the film Water for Elephants, which explains a bit more neatly why she would be the one to offer him her place.
I do love these elements of scandal stories, that there are very high profile stars often who reach out with like places of refuge
yes.
for the person in the midst of the scandal to go.
Because they all have just a million properties. Us Weekly also reported that Kristen was, according to a source, inconsolable and had been trying to reach out to Rob. The source said she is dying to save the relationship. It is the only thing she cares about. I do believe that, given the statement she put out to the media the minute this story broke, seemed one that was very much like, I need and want this relationship in my life.
There was a sense of desperation
yes.
to it. And I don't say that in a nasty way. I say that in a very human way where you know you have fucked up and you will give anything to take it back, but
agree.
You cannot.
I totally agree. And so Rob and Kristen are over, Mish, but it's actually not for long. And then when everyone thinks that the scandal is behind them, Liberty Ross comes out.
Liberty Ross comes out, Rupert's wife, for anyone who has forgotten, and she comes out all guns blazing in an iconic tell-all interview with Vanity Fair. But that, Zara McDonald, is on next week's episode of Scandal.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Our third and final part of this scandal will be coming next Monday. But for now, you guys know where to find us. We will be on TikTok at @shameless_podcast. And if you want to go back and look through some pretty iconic photos, infamous photos, we should say, from this time, you can find us on Instagram at @shamelesspodcast.
Yeah, but ultimately, the number one way to support this show and get it into more people's ears is to click follow. Whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen to this podcast, please click follow. That's what helps us out in the charts. We are so grateful for that. We are also grateful, Zara, for Justine Landis-Hanley, who researches every scandal episode alongside us.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, we will be back in your ears on Thursday for another wrap in the week that was in pop culture. But for now, bye.
Bye.
Shameless Media.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.